we doing?
Good.
Okay, good, good. All right. Yes, okay, so tonight I get to talk to you about how a grateful heart serves and honors the Lord. And, we could open up to just about any book in the Bible, probably, and find good instructions, good examples of what it means to serve and honor the Lord. But we'll just pick one place tonight. So let's look together at the example of one of my favorite people in the Bible, and that is Joshua. So please turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 24. And then let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you now and just ask that you would fill us tonight, Lord, that you would fill us with your word. Speak to us, each of us, wherever we are at. We long for just your movement in our lives, Lord. Open us up, prepare our hearts, Lord, and just don't let anything come out of my mouth that is not of you, Father. We lift this time up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Joshua is such a fun book. Because they're just, if you're reading through the Old Testament, right, the books of Moses, you get through all of them, and man, there's a lot of bummers, right? I mean, like, Israel just keeps messing up, especially you talk about the wilderness, and just a lot of bummers in the Old Testament when you're reading through it. But when we get to Joshua, it's just really nice to see what happens when God's people actually do what they're told to do. And chapter 24 is the last chapter in Joshua. Joshua is concluding this book of victories with a challenge for the people. He's about to die. His conquest is over. And granted, that conquest was incomplete. And he made mistakes. It wasn't perfect. There was still work to be done. But at least at this point, they're in a good place. And Joshua gathers all the people of Israel to Shechem. And then he prophesies. He proclaims the word of the Lord to the people. And that word, directly from God, recounts the amazing things that God had done for his people, beginning with Abraham and bringing him all the way up to this point. He talks about how he took Abraham, an old man without children, made him a great nation. After that nation became slaves in Egypt, he brought the plagues on Egypt and brought them out of that slavery. God protected them from the pursuing Egyptians at the Red Sea, covering the soldiers in the waters that the Israelites had just walked through, no problem. He provided them in the wilderness for 40 years. And he put the pagan nations into their hands as they finally crossed over the Jordan and entered into the promised land. And then we come to verse 13, chapter 24, verse 13. He says, I gave you land on which you had not labored and cities that you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. So God's promise was fulfilled. This is awesome. And now here they are living in this land, finally enjoying that long-awaited promise. Hopefully grateful to God for all these things that he just mentioned. And then Joshua has this one final exhortation for the people before his death. Verse 14. Now therefore, hopefully with hearts full of gratitude for all these things that the Lord has just done for you, therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Joshua was 110 years old writing this, or saying this. He lived in Egypt. He saw the plagues. He served Moses. He did all this. He witnessed the miracles of the Lord, bringing the water from the rock, manna from heaven, the glory of the Lord encompassing Mount Sinai. And then he saw what should have been the grateful hearts of the people worshiping the Lord. Instead, he watched them create a calf out of gold and worship that. He watched an entire generation of his aunts and uncles and brothers and cousins die off slowly over 40 years in the wilderness because of their lack of faith. He had seen the result of doing this both ways, both paths. He knew there was only two options. You are either serving God or you're serving something else. There's no two ways about it. And we recall what Jesus says in Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. These days, more often than not, the false god that we look to, that we turn to worship, is the god of self. We choose to do what pleases us, what makes us happy, what entertains us, what satisfies our bellies or our other body parts, whether it pleases God or not. The great lie from the world is that serving the Lord means giving up all the fun and exciting things in life. You ever hear that? Maybe people just want to be free, do what they want. And the truth is, in serving the Lord, we are actually satisfied in all these things, right? Israel needed to put away the false gods, all the false gods that they had known completely, and serve only the true God. So Joshua wanted the people to make a stand here and now. So again, in Joshua 24, starting in verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. This is an awesome response. It's exactly the response you want from the people. They're saying the right thing. But saying the right thing isn't the same as doing the right thing. If you remember the parable of the two sons, again, Jesus said in Matthew, he's talking to the Pharisees, what do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And the son answered, I will not. But afterward, he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, I go, sir, but and he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? The one who actually did it. Words are nothing without action. Joshua, as the leader of this people, after watching them fail so many times, made every effort to ensure that their response was genuine. So he keeps going in verse 19. But Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. Joshua isn't trying to discourage the people here. This isn't like an Eeyore, Debbie Downer response. It is a vehement declaration. Do not make this commitment lightly. Are you going to serve the Lord? Then do it. Choose this day whom you will serve, because if you choose other gods, or the God of yourself, then the Lord will turn away from you. He will allow you to defeat yourself. He says he will consume you. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't want to find out. You know, you look at Korah's rebellion, what happened? The world split up and it actually consumed people. The Lord doesn't mess around. This isn't something we need to take lightly. Joshua is making sure the people truly do commit to serving the Lord, because a half-hearted commitment is no commitment at all. How do you commit to such a thing? Joshua says, you are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. Well, the answer is in the title of the message. A heart of gratitude serves and honors the Lord. Do you truly recognize the work that God has done for you? We've talked all week about a grateful heart. We obey God as humble servants because he is a good, good master. And we love him. We have to recognize his goodness in everything. In everything. Especially when things don't feel so good. And we all know we don't have to do this alone. We have the Spirit of God within us, and he gives us the strength and the resolve to continue obeying and continuing to serve the Lord, even when we're having bad days or we're tired or hungry. I know we've all had those times when we just aren't feeling it, right? I don't really want to go to church today again all week long. Are you serious? Prayer at home kind of just becomes, well, you know, thanks God, give us a good day, amen. Worship's boring this time. You know, I've heard this song 1,000 times. These lyrics are lame. I've heard better lyrics. I'm picking the wrong songs, Ray. I've been there. Sometimes all at once. And you know what? If I'm being honest, the prayer and fasting weeks, it's hard. I like to eat. This is a rough week, man. I'm hungry. You know, like, I don't know about you guys, but it's hard. Praying out loud in groups, I'm not a big fan, but you know what? We're here, right? You know what the most amazing thing is, though? All you have to do is recognize you're in that place and give a prayer. Say, God, I'm blech. Help me out. That's it. You're done. You've done your part. You know what he's going to do? He's going to meet you where you are. He will find you. He will use someone or something, maybe a worship song, maybe a text from a friend, something, but he will do it. You just have to do your little part, you know, this little part, and he does the rest. Continuing in verse 21. And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. Choose this day whom you will serve. Make a choice and stick with it." Joshua chose to serve the Lord. And serving the Lord just means everything that we've already talked about this week. It means facing the world with a surrendered and humbled heart. It means serving each other sacrificially. It means enduring hardship and pain with joy, not necessarily happiness, but joy. The joy of the Lord, like as Eric shared, about never knowing God's love more than in that moment of hardship. It means worshiping and showing him adoration, blessing him. All these things glorify and honor the Lord. Move all the way down, move down a little bit to verse 29. Says, "After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Whoever wrote the end of the book after Joshua died, it's believed that Joshua wrote most of it, but obviously after he died, somebody else had to fill in the gap. So whoever wrote this book decided to include this title for Joshua, a servant of the Lord, etched in history for all time. If we go back to Joshua 11:15, it says, "Just as the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses." Let that be said of us. Daniel, a servant of the Lord. Ray, a servant of the Lord. Modesto, a servant of the Lord. Alex, a servant of the Lord. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded through his word. Right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We have grateful hearts. We come to you this evening with grateful hearts. We thank you that you hear us, Lord, and we just enter into a time of prayer, God, just wanting to serve you, Lord. We want to honor you in everything we do. And Lord, we come to prayer, God, that you would just fill us with your spirit, and each of us would be able to do that more than ever, Lord, as we just continue and finish off this week of prayer and fasting, and just tonight and tomorrow. We love you, God, and we lift it up to you in Jesus' name.